This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for SIM2SER 800/150/200/10 tablets. Darunavir/cobicistat/emtricitabine/tenofovir/alafenamide. What is in this leaflet? Read all of this leaflet carefully before you start taking this medicine. This leaflet answers some common questions about SIM2SER tablets. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you being given SIM2SER against the benefits this medicine is expected to have for you. If you have any concerns about being given SIM2SER, ask your doctor. Keep this leaflet while you are taking SIM2SER. You may need to read it again. What SIM2SER is used for? SIM2SER is a single tablet regimen used to treat adults and adolescents 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 40 kilograms, who are infected by HIV, human immunodeficiency virus. SIM2SER contains four active ingredients which work in combination for the treatment of HIV. These active ingredients are darunavir, cobicistat, emtricitabine and tenofovir alafenamide. Darunavir, emtricitabine and tenofovir alafenamide are called antiretroviral medicines. Darunavir is medicine known as a protease inhibitor. Emtricitabine is a medicine known as a nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitor. Tenofovir alafenamide is a medicine known as a nucleotide reverse transcriptase inhibitor. Each of these three active ingredients work to reduce the amount of HIV in your body. Cobicistat is a type of medicine called a pharmacokinetic enhancer or booster. Cobicistat helps to increase the levels of darunavir in your body. Reducing the amount of HIV in your blood improves your immune system and reduces the risk of developing illnesses as a result of HIV infection. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why SIM2SER has been prescribed for you. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. Before you take SIM2SER, when you must not use it, do not take SIM2SER. If you are allergic, hypersensitive to darunavir, cobicistat, emtricitabine, tenofovir alafenamide, or any of the other ingredients of SIM2SER listed at the end of this document, symptoms of an allergic reaction may include rash, itching, or hives on the skin, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Do not take SIM2SER. If the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If the expiry date, month, and year printed on the pack has passed. If you take SIM2SER after the expiry date, it may not work. SIM2SER should not be given to children younger than 12 years of age or weighing less than 40 kilograms. Do not combine SIM2SER with any of the following medicines: alfuzosin, to treat an enlarged prostate; estemizole, or terfenidine, to treat allergy symptoms; amiodarone, bepridil, disopyramide, dronedarone, flecainide, systemic lidocaine, mixilitine, propafenone, quinidine, to treat irregular heartbeats; ivabradine, or analazine, to treat heart disease; apixaban, used to reduce blood clotting; sisapride, to treat some stomach conditions; colchicine, to treat gout if you have renal/hepatic impairment; lovastatin, simvastatin, or lamotrigine, to lower cholesterol levels; lurasidone, or pimazide, to treat psychiatric conditions; midazolam, or triazolam, to treat trouble with sleeping and or anxiety; carbamazepine, phenobarbital, phenytoin, medicines to prevent seizures; ergotalkaloids, that is, dihydroergotamine, ergonovine, ergotamine, methylergonovine, to treat migraine and headaches; sildenafil, to treat pulmonary arterial hypertension; rifampin, to treat some infections such as tuberculosis; ilbasvir/grazoprevir, to treat hepatitis C. Products that contain St. John's wort, hypericum perforatum, which is a herbal supplement used for depression and anxiety; naloxigol, to treat constipation caused by taking opioids; dapoxidine, to treat premature ejaculation. If you are taking any of these, ask your doctor about switching to another medicine. Serious problems can happen if you take any of the medicines listed above with SIM2SER. In addition, You should also not take Simtuzumab with medicines that contain tenofovir disoproxil fumarate, lamivudine, or adefovir-dapivoxil, or any anti-HIV medicines that have to be taken with ritonavir or cobicistat boosters. This is not a complete list of medicines. Therefore, tell your doctor about all medicines you take. There are other medicines that you need to be careful of when taking Simtuzumab. See taking other medicines. Before you start to use it, take special care with Simtuzumab. Simtuzumab is not a cure for HIV infection. Simtuzumab does not reduce the risk of passing HIV to others through sexual contact or blood. Therefore, you must continue to use appropriate precautions to prevent passing HIV on to others. People taking Simtuzumab can still develop infections or other illnesses associated with HIV. You should continue to keep in regular contact with your doctor and to monitor your health while taking Simtuzumab. Tell your doctor if you have or have had any medical conditions, especially the following: problems with your liver, including hepatitis B and C. Your doctor may need to evaluate how severe your liver disease is before deciding if you can take Simtuzumab. If you have hepatitis B, liver problems may become worse after you stop taking Simtuzumab. It is important not to stop taking Simtuzumab without talking to your doctor first. Diabetes. Simtuzumab, like some other anti-HIV medicines, might increase sugar levels in the blood. Problems with your kidney. Your doctor should do blood and urine tests before starting and during treatment with Simtuzumab. Your doctor may tell you to stop taking Simtuzumab if you develop new or worse kidney problems. Are allergic to foods, dyes, preservatives, sulfur medicines, sulfonamides, or any other medicines. Tell your doctor immediately if you are pregnant or breastfeeding or intend to become pregnant or breastfeed. Do not take Simtuzumab if you are pregnant or breastfeeding. It is recommended that HIV-infected women should not breastfeed their infants because of the possibility of your baby becoming infected with HIV through your breast milk and because of the unknown effects of the medicine on your baby. If you are a woman who has or will have a baby, talk with your doctor about the best way to feed your baby. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start treatment with Simtuzumab. Taking other medicines. Some medicines may affect the levels of Simtuzumab, or Simtuzumab may affect the level of other medicines in the body when they are taken at the same time as Simtuzumab. Your doctor might want to do additional blood tests. For this reason, tell your doctor about all medicines you take, including medicines you can buy without a prescription from a pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Know the medicines you take. Keep a list of medicines and show it to your doctor and pharmacist when you get a new medicine. Your doctor and your pharmacist can tell you if you can take these medicines with Simtuzumab. Tell your doctor if you are taking any of the following: alfuzosin, amiodarone, apixaban, estemizole, bepridil, carbamazepine, sisapride, colchicine, dapoxidine, disopyramide, dronedarone, ilbastvir/prazoprevir, ergotalkaloids, dihydroergotamine, ergonovine, ergotamine, methylergonovine, flecainide, ivabradine, lidocaine, systemic, lamotrigine, lovastatin, lurasidone, mixolitine, midazolam, naloxigol, phenobarbital, phenytoin, pimazide, propafenone, quinidine, ranolazine, rifampin, sildenafil, simvastatin, products that contain St. John's wort, hypericum perforatum, terfenidine, or triazolam. You must not take these medicines while taking Simtuzumab. If you take Simtuzumab with some other medicines, the effects of Simtuzumab or other medicines might be influenced. The dosage of some medicines may need to be changed. Some combinations are not recommended. Tell your doctor if you take any of the following: estrogen-based hormonal contraceptives. Simtuzumab might reduce the effectiveness of hormonal contraceptives and/or increase their side effects. Therefore, alternative methods of non-hormonal contraception are recommended. If you take a contraceptive containing drospirenone, your potassium levels might become elevated. Medicines for heart disease: amlodipine, diltiazem, filodipine, nifedipine, nicardipine, tadalafil, verapamil. Medicines to treat certain heart disorders: digoxin, carvedilol, metoprolol, timolol, bisentan. Medicines used to reduce clotting of the blood: dabigatran etexylate, edoxaban, rivaroxaban, warfarin, or to prevent blood clots: ticagrelor, or clopidogrel. Medicines to lower cholesterol levels: atorvastatin, pitavastatin, pravastatin, rosuvastatin. medicines for your immune system, cyclosporin, everolimus, tacrolimus, sirolimus. Your doctor might want to do some additional tests. Medicines to control asthma, budesonide, fluticasone, somedrol, corticosteroids, prednisone, dexamethasone, betamethasone, mometasone, triamcinolone. Medicines to treat cancer, dasatinib, everolimus, irinotecan, nilotinib, vinblastine, vincristine. Medicines to treat pain, fentanyl, oxycodone, tramadol. Medicines to treat narcotic dependence, buprenorphine with naloxone, methadone. Medicines to treat malaria, artemether/lumefantrine. Medicines to treat hepatitis C, bosepravir, glecaprevir/pirantastic. Medicines to treat urinary disorders, fesoteridine, solifenacin. Medicines to treat nausea and vomiting, domperidone. Medicines to treat fungal infections, clotrimazole, fluconazole, isavuconazole, itraconazole, ketoconazole, posaconazole, voriconazole. Medicines to treat some infections such as tuberculosis, rifapentin, rifapentine. Medicines against bacterial infections, clarithromycin, erythromycin, and telithromycin. Medicines to treat gout, colchicine. If you have renal/hepatic impairment, do not take colchicine with Simtuzumab. Medicines for erectile dysfunction, avanafil, vardenafil, sildenafil, tadalafil. Medicines to treat depression and anxiety, amitriptyline, desipramine, imipramine, nortriptyline, paroxetine, sertraline, trazodone. Sedatives, buspirone, clorazepate, diazepam, estazolam, flurazepam, zolpidem. Medicines to treat psychiatric conditions, pirfenazine, quetiapine, risperidone, thyridazine. Medicines to prevent seizures, oxcarbazepine, clonazepam. Medicines to treat excessive sleepiness, armodafinil, modafinil. This is not a complete list of medicines. Therefore, tell your doctor about all medicines you take. Taking Simtuzumab. Always use Simtuzumab exactly as your doctor has told you. You must check with your doctor if you are not sure. Make sure that you always have enough Simtuzumab available so that you don't run out. For example, in case you cannot return home, need to travel, or stay in a hospital. This is very important because the amount of virus may start to increase if the medicine is stopped for even a short time. How much Simtuzumab to take? The usual dose of Simtuzumab is one tablet orally, once daily with food. You must take Simtuzumab every day, and always with food. Simtuzumab cannot work properly without food. You must eat a meal or a snack within 30 minutes prior to taking your Simtuzumab. The type of food is not important. Even if you feel better, do not stop taking Simtuzumab without talking to your doctor. Instructions. Take Simtuzumab with food. Swallow the tablets with a drink such as water, milk, or any other nutritional drink. Take Simtuzumab at approximately the same time each day. If you are unable to swallow the whole tablet, tell your doctor. Simtuzumab may be split into two pieces using a tablet cutter, and the entire dose should be taken with food immediately after splitting. Your doctor will determine whether Simtuzumab or its individual components are right for you. Removing the child-resistant cap. The plastic bottle comes with a child-resistant cap, and should be opened as follows. Push the plastic screw cap down, while turning it counterclockwise. Remove the unscrewed cap. What do I do if I forget to take Simtuzumab? If you forget to take Simtuzumab, if you notice within 12 hours, you must take the tablets immediately. Always take with food. If you notice after 12 hours, then skip the intake, and take the next doses as usual. Do not take a double dose, to make up for a forgotten dose. What do I do, if I take too much, overdose? If you think you, or anybody else has taken too much Simtuzumab, contact your doctor, pharmacist, or the Poisons Information Center who will advise you what to do. You can contact the Poisons Information Center by dialing Australia 1311126, or go to the Accident and Emergency Department at your nearest hospital. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. This may need urgent medical attention. While you are taking Simtuzumab, things you must do. Do not stop taking Simtuzumab without talking to your doctor first. If you have both HIV infection and hepatitis B, it is very important not to stop taking Simtuzumab without talking to your doctor first. You may require blood tests for several months after stopping Simtuzumab treatment. In some patients with advanced liver disease or cirrhosis, stopping SIM2Z treatment may lead to worsening of hepatitis, which may be life-threatening. Tell your doctor if you have any medical conditions, especially the following. Symptoms of infection. Tell your doctor immediately if you notice any symptoms of infection. In some patients with advanced HIV infection, signs and symptoms of inflammation from previous infections may occur soon after anti-HIV treatment is started. It is believed that these symptoms are due to an improvement in the body's immune response, enabling the body to fight infections that may have been present with no obvious symptoms. HIV therapy may increase your sense of well-being. Even when you feel better, do not stop taking SIM2Z. Talk to your doctor first. Be sure to keep all your doctor's appointments, so your progress can be checked. Your doctor will want to do some blood, urine and other tests from time to time, to check on your progress. Be sure to follow up your doctor's instructions about other medicines you should take, and other things you should do. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any questions. Tell any other doctors and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking SIM2Z. If you are undergoing anesthesia, tell your anesthetist that you are taking SIM2Z. If you are about to be started on any new medicines, tell your doctor or pharmacist that you are taking SIM2Z. If you become pregnant while taking SIM2Z, tell your doctor immediately. You must not take SIM2Z if you are pregnant. If you have any further questions on the use of this product, ask your doctor. Things you must not do. Do not breastfeed. See before you start to use it. Avoid doing things that can spread HIV infection, since SIM2Z does not stop you from passing the HIV infection to others. Do not share needles or other injection equipment. Do not share personal items that can have blood or body fluids on them, like toothbrushes or razor blades. Do not have any kind of sex without protection. Always practice safer sex by using a latex or polyurethane condom or other barrier to reduce the chance of passing the infection through semen, vaginal secretions, or blood. Do not take SIM2Z if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. Things to be careful of. Driving any using machines. Do not operate machines or drive if you feel dizzy after taking SIM2Z. Side effects. Like all medicines, SIM2Z can have side effects. Some of these effects may be serious. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you do not feel well while you are being treated with SIM2Z. When treating HIV infection, it is not always easy to identify what side effects are caused by SIM2Z, which are caused by other medicines you are taking, or which are caused by the HIV infection itself. The most common side effects are headache, abdominal pain, diarrhea, rash, see information below, fatigue. SIM2Z may change some values of your blood chemistry. These can be seen in the results of blood tests. Your doctor will explain these to you. Liver problems that may occasionally be severe have been reported. Your doctor should do blood tests prior to initiating SIM2Z. If you have chronic hepatitis B or C infection, your doctor should check your blood tests more often because you have an increased chance of developing liver problems. Talk to your doctor about the signs and symptoms of liver problems. These may include yellowing of your skin or whites of your eyes, dark, tea-colored urine, pale-colored stools, bowel movements, nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, or pain, aching, or sensitivity on your right side below your ribs. Skin rash has been reported in patients receiving SIM2Z. Skin rash may affect more than 1 in 10 patients receiving SIM2Z. Although most rashes are mild and disappear after a while, when treatment is continued, a rash can occasionally be severe or potentially life-threatening. It is important to consult your doctor if you develop a rash. Your doctor will advise you how to deal with your symptoms or whether SIM2Z must be stopped. Tell your doctor if you experience the following side effects. Upper abdominal pain that radiates into the back, which may be due to inflammation of the pancreas. Increased blood fat levels. Diabetes. Symptoms of infection. Like other anti-HIV medicines, SIM2Z may cause serious side effects, including raised blood sugar and worsening of diabetes. Immune reactivation syndrome. In some patients with advanced HIV infection, AIDS, signs and symptoms of inflammation from previous infections may occur soon after anti-HIV treatment is started, including SIM2Z. Muscle pain, tenderness, or weakness. On rare occasions, these muscle disorders have been serious. New or worsening of kidney problems. If you experience any of these side effects and they worry you, or if you notice any side effects not listed in this leaflet, please tell your doctor. Tell your doctor, if you notice signs or symptoms of infections, such as a fever or rashes. Some people with HIV who have had infections in the past may experience the return of symptoms soon after taking anti-HIV medicines. If you think you are having an allergic reaction to Symtuza, tell your doctor immediately, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. Symptoms usually include some, or all of the following: rash, itching, or hives on the skin, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some people. Product description. Storage. Symtuza tablets should be kept out of reach of children, in a location where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Store in the original package with the desiccant inside the bottle, in order to protect the tablets from moisture. Keep the bottle tightly closed. What it looks like. Symtuza 800/150/200/10 film coated tablet, yellow to yellow brownish capsule shaped 2.2 by 1.1 centimeters tablet, debossed with 8121 on one side and JG on the opposite side. Each plastic bottle contains 30 tablets. Ingredients. Active ingredients: darunavir 800 mg, as darunavir ethanolate. Combicistat 150 mg, on silicon dioxide. Emtricitabine 200 mg. Tenofovir allafenamide 10 mg, as tenofovir allafenamide fumarate. Other ingredients: Crozcam low sodium. Magnesium stearate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Silicon dioxide. Opidry to complete film coating system 85F120020 yellow, ARTGPI number 114529. Sponsor: Janssen Silag Pty Ltd. 1-5 Khartoum Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113, Australia. Telephone: 1-800-226-334. Registration numbers. Registration number of Symtuza 800/150/200/10 film coated tablets, or star 312623. This leaflet was prepared in the 27th of March 2023. Symtuza is a registered trademark of Janssen Silag Pty Ltd.